Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on April 1st, and this is no joke, April 1st, 2016. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
Good, good, good. I'm looking forward to a little discussion about b-ball.
Yeah.
and one of the best kept secrets in the South Bay. We talk about all the fantastic things that you can do, the live music, the great food, and everything else in the South Bay. But there's one more thing. Actually, I'm sure there's thousands, but there's one more thing that I love that many, many people aren't aware of, and that's some great pro ball in the South Bay. Jackie, who's our guest today?
Our guest this morning is Will Patterson from the Los Angeles Defenders and NBA Development League team. Will serves as the Defenders' Public Relations Coordinator, and prior to joining the Defenders organization, he was the PR communications intern with the Charlotte Hornets. Now, the NBA Development League's Los Angeles Defenders is the first trans franchise in D-League history to be owned by an NBA team, that's the Los Angeles Lakers. They just completed their ninth season of competition and are about to begin, or I think they're about to begin, postseason play. They got a slot in playoffs, Joe. They play their home games at the Toyota Sports Center, which is the Lakers practice facility located in El Segundo. Will, welcome to the program. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
it's a truism, Will. I mean, you know, we got a lot of b-ball fans in the South Bay. You know, LA is a basketball town. I mean, you've got hockey, of course, the Kings. Yeah, I know. They won the Stanley Cup and all that. But, you know, it's you got a lot of b-ball fans. And do you still find that people say to you, oh, really? No, when you tell them about the Defenders?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's surprising. As much as people love the Lake Show and everything out here, we're still pretty underground at this point. So, yeah. I mean, the league, the team's only been around since 2006, and we've kind of just been a minor league affiliate of the Lakers since then. And, you know, we've had some success a couple of years ago, and now we had a rough year last year, but we're back in the playoff hunt now and have a pretty good team put together. So, yeah, it's definitely a pretty good kept secret, but we'd like to get the word out there. So,
right.
You know, yes, Joe, I just wanted to mention, last week was your, or was it this weekend, your final regular season game?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and I saw that on my schedule, so I posted it to, you know, all my different social media platforms. I'm like, hey, their last game is this weekend. If you haven't been yet, go. And I had several people comment on the post saying, oh, we're going too. So it sounds like you had a full house for the final home game.
Yeah, we did, actually. It was our the biggest crowd in franchise history. The last Saturday, we had the Sports Center holds about 300 to 400 people, and we fit 500 in there, and it was a big show for us. So it was a good turnout.
Good.
That's awesome. First of all, for a guy who is the public relations coordinator, this is a dream job because, of course, you got a lot of public relations to do. Your position is key going forward for the defenders, and you've got a lot of headroom. You're not going to be just bumping your head against people who say, you know, oh, I already know about that, or no, this wouldn't be a good fit for us. I think for a lot of marketers, this is still going to be a surprise and a great fit for them. People selling stuff, products and services, should really look at the D-League and the defenders in particular as a great opportunity. How do businesses get involved? I know Benny Garcia has been doing some work on that score. How do businesses get involved with the defenders and get their name and their business in front of people's faces when they're thinking about great D-ball?
I think Benny's doing some great work with all that, and Michael Harris as well. He's our business operations guy, handles most of that and sponsorship stuff and all this. We're still pretty young, and then as the Lakers build a new practice facility, we're going to expand from holding 400 people to over 1,000, and we're going to have our own gym, have our own space. So it's definitely right now we're just kind of the little brother of the Lakers, and we do what they do and share a lot of stuff with them. But as time passes, we're kind of doing our own thing and growing more and more. Opportunities definitely are going to arise and be more prevalent in the future with all that kind of stuff, for sure.
Now, in the new facility, will there be established video facilities so that you can record the games or even broadcast them?
Our games are Time Warner broadcasts our games, but it's usually the next day. For instance, we'll play on a Saturday and the Lakers are played 6:30 on Sunday. They'll play our game right before that on Time Warner. But the broadcasts are actually live on YouTube every game. Even tonight we play in Texas tonight.
Okay.
So at 5:00 on YouTube, that game will be available online. That's how we all watch it. And it's been a great tool for us. They'll always be available somewhere.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice, considering with the way cable is these days, so many people don't even get basic
sports stuff.
Some people can't watch the Dodgers at home.
That's a big thing right now. So
that's a huge thing.
I can watch the game on my phone. So it's cool for sure.
So now, Will, we know that you don't have a lot of time this morning, but what are some of the big things that you want to get out there about what the defenders are doing, and what are our chances in the playoffs?
We have a good team right now. The D-League is different because the goal is to win games, but it's also to get our players to the NBA. It's kind of like the baseball minor league. Like, the teams try to win, but they're also developing talent for the Lakers or whoever else. Like, the Lakers own our team, but any of our guys can get called up by any NBA team. So, for instance, one of our good players this year, Justin Harper, in February, he signed a contract with the Detroit Pistons, signed 2 10-day contracts, was up there for a month, and then just to fill in for somebody with injuries, and then that person was fine and back in the lineup, so he's back with us now. So it's pretty – there's a lot of good talent here. Guys like that are going to the NBA. We had another guy that was here for 2 games, and the Clippers called him up. As much as we like to help the Lakers over the Clippers, it's nice for our guys to get an NBA job anywhere.
That's killing you, Will, isn't it? It's killing you that he went to the – it's killing you.
It's hard to say that. But it's been great. I mean, the guys are – the talent's definitely there, and the basketball is exciting. In the NBA, they – average, close to 90 to 100 points, and we're up around 110 with a few more possessions. So the game's a little bit faster, and the guys are all young and hungry, so everybody's kind of out to prove themselves and then, try to win at the same time. So it's definitely an exciting brand of basketball.
Agreed. It is exciting.
I got to ask a question about what Will was just speaking about before, how some of the Defenders players will actually graduate to other NBA teams. Does it does it work like that with other minor leagues, like in baseball, the Dodgers farm team, like can they come up and end up just going to a different franchise?
I think it's a little bit different in baseball. I think when they sign contracts, they sign for the team and they're in the team system. Mm-hmm. And then I guess they would have to, you know, make a trade or, you know, trade the rights to the guy or something along those lines. But I'm not exactly sure.
No, absolutely. Baseball's different.
That's interesting.
It's a little bit more open.
So the other D-League teams, same thing. So if the Houston Rockets have their D-League team and somebody from the Laker organization likes somebody there, they can take them from there. So it's yep. league-wide?
Yeah, that happened last year. At the end of the year, the Lakers had some injury problems, and they called a guy up from Oklahoma City's D-League team. Every team can – I mean, we can call up anybody from anywhere. I mean, last year the Lakers called up three guys. Luckily, two of them were from the Defenders. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the last guy was from Oklahoma City. So, yeah, you can go anywhere. So it's just kind of the Lakers have a better view of the guys that we have because, you know, we share the facility and play here. Mm-hmm. So they have a better idea of who our guys are.
Mm-hmm.
But if they want somebody from, you know, South Dakota or, you know, Miami's team, they can call up whoever they want.
Now,
that's very democratic, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's great.
Now, I love that idea that a guy can get called up for, you said, two 10-day contracts. So
mm-hmm.
that 10-day contract, I mean, you know, how much is that worth?
It's actually, for them, it's pretty lukrative. So, as a rookie, the first 10-day contract, I think, is for 10 days, you get close to $40,000. So it's a pretty big deal for them.
I got to say, hell yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's quite the payday. So you can get two of those, and then after your second 10-day contract, the team either has to sign you for the remainder of the season or let you go back to the D-League or, you know, back to your other team.
Mm-hmm.
So usually that's how it works. Like, I'll get called up twice for two 10-days, and then if the team likes them or needs them still, they'll keep them around. Or if they, you know, like I had a guy that was injured and they're back, they'll send them back to the D-League. So, yeah, for as far as the payday goes, it's definitely something these guys are in it for.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but the best part is that they get real world experience.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep.
Wow.
And, I mean, yeah, they get a taste of their dream, you know, so that's what they're here for.
Yeah. Maybe TV coverage so other teams can look at them.
Yeah. Right, yeah, the names in the media, people are talking about them. So,
right.
Yeah, the more buzz you get, the better chance you got.
Right, that exposure, that's key. Wow, that's fascinating. We didn't know about that before, did we?
No, I certainly didn't know that, no.
Oh, that's good.
You're the B-ball guy in our team.
Yes. I'm interested. I'm going to get more involved in the D-League. It's really fascinating, and it could not be more convenient for – those of us in the South Bay. I mean, the
right.
Toyota
yeah,
Center.
Man. It's great. I live in Redondo, and I drive to the Sports Center every day. It's a quick, easy drive. I mean, I definitely could not complain about that.
Right.
That's the goal for everybody in the South Bay, never to have to get on a freeway.
Right.
I know. When I moved here, I was pretty proud of that. So.
It's fantastic. Now, what are some of the business goals, Will, that your boss has set for you in terms of public relations? What are you looking to accomplish, you know, during the postseason, after postseason? What do you want to see in terms of attendance and those kinds of things?
It's a little bit different for me. I do basically work in public relations for the Lakers, except I'm basically I'm the last guy in line, so I'm number 5 of 5. So I do all the D-League stuff, and then in the summer I kind of help them out with summer league and training camp. But for the D-League, I mean, it's different for us because, you know, the Lakers, they're kind of team-oriented, like, hey, you know, come see us, come see the team. And for our guys, it's, you know, we've got a lot of guys trying to make it to the NBA, like, you know, 4 or 5 guys that have a good chance. So for me, it's balancing, like, promoting the team, trying to get people to come to games and recognize us, and then trying to get, you know, individuals coverage, you know, like back home or, you know, national news outlets, just try to get their name out there and try to get them a better chance at, at a call up or something like that. So it's definitely an interesting balance. And then as we move forward, you know, we're going to have more space and we're going to need to get, you know, more fans and more fan support and more business partnerships and all this. So, so going forward, it's definitely going to grow and expand. But we like to keep our footprint down here in the South Bay. And I mean, that's where most of our fans are. That's where most of us live at. So that's just what we're more familiar with, you know, and like you said, I think a lot of people just don't know about it yet. So yeah, we're just, you know, trying to spread the word here as much as possible and then trying to shine the light on our best players that are, you know, working for that NBA dream.
If I'm a business and I want to get involved with the D-League and the Defenders in particular, I know the new facility is going to be coming. I want to have some presence there. What am I looking at in terms of the kinds of relationships that I can have with the Defenders?
I'm not really sure about that. I think Benny or Michael Harris would have a better idea of what their plan is going forward or what kind of opportunities businesses will have. But I mean, I know we do a lot of partnerships with that. We're great at, you know, letting guys, let's say a school or like a group wants to come and have some court time on the Lakers practice facility. I mean, that's a dream come true for people. So you can, you know, come 30 minutes, an hour early and spend some time shooting around on the, you know, where Kobe shoots at, you know, and see all the banners around and then, you know, stay for the game and, you know, check out the facility and all this and then or do a post game or something like that. So there's a lot of unique opportunities with that just because of the synergy that we have with the Lakers. So a lot of people are interested in those kind of things. Cause I mean, if, like I said, if they get involved at the new facility, they're essentially getting involved with the Lakers too. Cause I mean, it's the same place, you know, it's the same building. So those relationships are, you know, something highly sought at this point because people love to be around those guys. So it's a definitely good opportunity going forward.
It is, and I want to be mindful of your time, Will. I know that.
Yeah, no problem.
Before he goes, real quick, Will, can you tell us about now that they're in the playoffs and what the schedule is and when people can see them?
Yeah, absolutely. So at this point, we're still waiting to see who we're going to play because the two teams that we could play, they have the same record with two games left. So that's exciting finish here. But I know for sure we will play Tuesday at home. So we'll have the way the D League playoff works. We are the lower seed in our division. So the higher seed obviously gets home court advantage. So we will play one game at home on Tuesday. And I believe that is 7:30 PM. And then we'll go on the road for two games. And depending on if we win that series, win two out of those three games, we'll come back home for another game. That's to be determined. But right now, yeah, Tuesday at 7:30, and I mean, the GA tickets, I think, start around 25. So it's a good opportunity to come see some high-quality basketball, and it'll be the first time we've been in the playoffs since 13-14. So, yeah, the team's excited. We've got some veteran guys that are looking forward to this opportunity. So I think we have a good chance in the playoffs going forward. And, I mean, especially Tuesday will be an exciting game for us because it'll be a lot on the line for those guys.
Fantastic. So.
Yeah.
Tuesday, everyone that loves pro basketball in the South Bay, you have an opportunity to see the Defenders at home at the Toyota Sports Center. What a value. $25, and there's food and drink, and it's just
L.A. Laker girls.
There's L.A. Laker girls. What else can you ask for?
Yeah, the whole show. And I mean, every seat's close. So, yeah, it can't get much better than that. And then after that, going forward, like I said, if we win that series, I would just say stay tuned to the website or follow us on Twitter or something like that just to get updates on when we'll play again because hopefully we'll keep winning and, you know, maybe bring a championship to the South Bay.
Yeah. Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us today, Will.
I appreciate you guys having me. It's been a pleasure. I hope to see some of these guys out here on Tuesday.
All right, everybody, we're going to try to get everyone to come out. This is Will Patterson from the Defenders Public Relations Coordinator, and we really appreciate your time today.
Oh, thank you guys so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That is exciting, Jackie.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
I am really looking forward to this. And Tuesday, oh, that's a possibility for me.
Yeah, I think he said they're on the road this weekend.
Yes.
Games on the road this weekend, and then they come home and they play on Tuesday. And if they win on Tuesday, they continue.
Right. right? I think they're playing tonight and tomorrow. I don't know where, but somewhere.
Yeah, not here. Not
no,
here.
Not here.
Away games.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that was interesting. As I said, last weekend I posted the information about their final season home game, and a lot of people told me they were going.
Yeah. No, it's fun. It's fun. The food is okay, and the atmosphere is electric.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Oh, wait a minute. Have you gone to these games?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You're just getting around, aren't you?
early on, last time we had Benny Garcia on the show, he invited me, and Carrie and I went for a show, a game, and it was amazing. It was really fun.
Yeah, good seats, huh? Good seats all around.
Well, yeah. Basically, it's only five seats deep, so you've got courtside seats.
So you've got the sweat.
Yeah,
dropping on you.
You could absolutely
get hit by a basketball.
Yep, absolutely.
You could have a player end up in your lap.
Yes, you could. Yes, if that's your thing. You
okay.
I can't tell you how many times I've talked to ladies who say, "Oh no, I'd hate that," and then I talk to this one lady and she's saying, "I can't wait for a big, you know, 6'9" guy to hit you. It does not feel good.
No, I bet it doesn't.
I know.
I bet it doesn't. So, I want to hear about your experience. Did you go before the game? Did you meet the players, or did you get autographs? Or
they do that. We did not get there that early, but we got there about, I would say, 15 minutes before the game,
mm-hmm.
and we got to meet Benny and just sort of hang out with. It's not very, you know. There's no stress whatsoever. It's very easy to get in and out. I mean, it's great parking, so you'd never have to worry about that. And the new facility is going to be even better. He said 1,000 seats. Well, that probably means they're going to have seats on both sides, which is interesting. And
what's it set up like now? It's like a gymnasium.
It's like a gym. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a very.
Are there bleachers or is it?
No bleachers. It's all individual seating.
Chairs. On the floor.
On the floor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's as I said, every seat is courtside seat, and you're only five chairs deep maximum. And like you said, the typical crowd is about 300 people. So you know it's maybe five deep by 50 wide or something like that, five
uh-huh.
by 60.
And you said they only have seating on one side?
They only have seating on one side of the court currently.
What's on the other side?
It's not that big a gymnasium. So the entrance is where the seating is and the food tables and so forth. And the other side of the gym is the wall. I mean,
they don't have like announcers on the other side and the players sitting.
They do have players sitting on the other side. Both teams, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And then behind them, there's nothing behind them
except the wall. Okay. And now, where is the new facility going to be?
It's going to be across the street.
And is that under construction now?
I believe so. I mean, the groundbreaking has sort of taken place. I guess they're doing infrastructure. So plumbing and electrical and stuff like that. They're doing that now, but the building itself hasn't gone up. But it's not, these buildings are not like regular office buildings.
Right, right. They go up a lot faster.
Oh, yeah. When they decide it's going up, it's going to be done in a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And it's the Toyota Sports Complex.
Right. And this is
Is Toyota leaving the state?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I was just curious about that. Toyota has its name on a lot of things.
Yes,
that
they do.
That's why I'm wondering. You know, they have their names on a lot of things. They're a big sponsor, but as we all know, they blew us off. They're going to Texas. So I'm just curious if there is a sponsorship opportunity there for anybody else that wants to get their name on the building.
Yeah, that's very interesting, Jackie. I'll bet there is. I mean, for the right company. That would be a good thing, and it you know, what kind of company? I don't know, financial services company, you know.
One of those Fortune 400 companies in El Segundo.
Yeah, yeah, you need to be a big company to want to do something like that. But it's going to be very nice. I think they're going to really do it right. As he said, there's going to be where there's one gym, both the Lakers and the Defenders play on that in that one gym because, of course, the primary facility, there's two hockey rinks in that building. There's the big hockey rink and the little one. Lots of kids in the South Bay have learned and or play hockey there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the Kings practice there. That's the big
draw for that venue?
It's the big venue because it's got, you know, lots of seating on both sides and around. I mean, it's a big the main rink is a nice rink.
So, okay, I knew the Kings practice in the South Bay as well. So can people go to see the Kings practice, or do the Kings have like a farm team like the Lakers?
Yeah, I don't know. I
if anybody out there knows, call in, let us know.
714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288.
I haven't been over to that facility. I have to get over there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a huge facility, hockey, basketball. What else is there?
I think that's it. There's two hockey rinks. There's a big gymnasium, and then there's like one smaller or two smaller practice basketball courts. And that's about it, I think. There's not much else.
Well, it sounds like a lot.
No.
And you know how Kings crazy, the South Bay is.
So oh, yeah.
Now that I think about it, I'm just wondering if I've ever heard of anybody going to a Kings practice game or if they even let you go there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you want to do our station break?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard, if you're lucky enough to have been with us from the top of the hour, you just heard Will Patterson, public relations coordinator for the Defenders, the D-League extension of the Lakers, speak with us about the D-League and the Defenders in particular and the fact that they're in the playoffs. They're in the playoff hunt. For the D-League, and we're excited. Their next home game, their first home game of the playoffs is this coming Tuesday. And it's going to be exciting. Please go to the website to find out. I think the time is 7:30, but don't quote me on that.
Yes, you said 7:30, yeah.
I did? Okay, fine. It's 7:30. The tickets, amazingly, are very inexpensive, $25. It's a great value, and they have food and drink, and it's just so comfortable. You're going to be among a lot of basketball fans. There's a lot of high school kids, and they have special events that they promote at every game. And of course, this is a playoff game, so it's going to be very special. And then, as he said, they also air the games live on YouTube. So if you're not there physically, you can still see the game on YouTube. And I'm looking forward to going to some more games.
You know, the general admission tickets start at $25, but you can get amazing group rates, too. Group rates, they could start as low as $10 a person.
That's correct. That's
I don't know what the minimum is. I don't know how many people you have to be considered a group rate, but you get a group of people together, $10.
Right.
Showtime. Right.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Mini showtime.
Mini showtime. And, Jackie, not the game that I was at, but Benny Garcia, who's also in the business development for the Defenders, told me that, you know, not every game, but every once in a while, a Laker will show up.
Or I bet. Yep.
A Clipper will show up.
Mm-hmm.
And they will come and they will watch the game. Because these guys are all, you know, they're NBA caliber players, so they're friends with NBA players, and sometimes the other guys, they actually come and watch, and it's exciting, of course.
I would imagine that when a professional team, say the Lakers, is looking for somebody, or somebody gets injured,
mm-hmm.
you know, or, and they need to bring somebody up for, you know, if it's just a few games or, you know, a month or whatever.
Right.
I would imagine not just the Lakers. I would imagine the coaches and all the other people involved in developing players are there watching to see how they go, you know.
Right.
Or if they hear somebody's coming up and they want to go and see, oh, who's this guy? Let's go check him out. Yeah.
Right. On the other side where the players sit, there's also a balcony, and you'll often see guys up there. You know they are not there to have fun. They're there seriously watching the game because they're scouting talent. Absolutely.
Scouts, yes, yes,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
The scout.
The scout.
That every sports movie ever made, it revolves around a scout, right?
Right.
Well, listen, there are a couple of things I wanted to mention. Hang on one second.
Yes.
My weekend guide went out yesterday.
Yeah.
And there are a couple of things that didn't get in it, so I'm just going to mention them here.
Jackie, first of all, I have to say, the weekend guide hardly changes format, but the value is incredible. The value in the weekend guide is just incredible, yes.
Do you want to pay me for it?
Well, I'd give you a quarter. I'd give you a quarter for it.
Okay.
It's just amazing. I can't imagine anyone in the South Bay who regularly is looking for ideas about what to do this weekend not turning to the South Bay by Jackie weekend guide.
Yeah, well, you know, I work it. It's a curated list.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not just throwing up every single thing.
Yeah.
Stuff that I think is worth your time, effort, and money.
Yeah.
So there's other stuff going on that I just don't know that it's, would be as much fun as some of the stuff that I list. But anyway, as I said, there were a couple of additional things going on this weekend that I wanted to mention.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a big one. Anything like this is always a fun time. King Harbor Brewing is going to celebrate their second anniversary tomorrow, April 2nd.
Okay.
King Harbor Brewing, tomorrow, April 2nd from 2 to 6 p.m. The event features the return of the Beer Garden, over 20 taps, live tunes, and all kinds of awesomeness. Attendees will have fun with a dunk tank and a giant wave photo booth. They can enjoy a swirly bar with four different varieties of swirlies, each paired with something delicious from Savory and Sweet, which is a dessert place. What's a swirly? Do you know?
Not really, but I'm imagining it's vanilla chocolate swirl.
Oh, ooh, okay. Well, it probably involves beer.
Yes.
Right. What?
Blonde and dark stout.
Yeah, something like that, where they have two different colored beers in the glass.
Right.
Yeah. There's going to be an anniversary beer cast tapping, $4 pulled pork sandwiches from Shaka Brahe,
mm-hmm.
and as I mentioned, over 20 beers on top. In addition to live music, they're going to have four different bands, Bon Bon, The Do-Its, Kira Lingman, and The Thirsty Crows.
Okay.
This is at their facility over in Redondo Beach. Tickets. There's two different types of tickets. A standard $30 ticket includes an anniversary beer mug, unlimited pours, and 4 hours of a ridiculously awesome party. A $40 beer geek ticket includes all of the above, plus a bottle of the second anniversary bourbon barrel-aged Imperial Swirly.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's going to be a big party. This is their second anniversary. Congratulations, King Harbor Brewing. This is at their facility at 2907 182nd Street in Redondo Beach. There is a Facebook event page. You can just go to King Harbor Brewing second anniversary party. This is not at the tap room on International Boardwalk. This is at their big facility. So, that's going to be April 2nd tomorrow. A lot of fun.
Okay.
You know, for all the beer lovers out there.
Yeah.
And then I also wanted to mention Cherry Blossom Cultural Festival. This is an annual thing. The City of Torrance hosts it. It's going to be on Sunday, April 3rd from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Columbia Park.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The Cherry Blossom Festival is a free cultural event where the public is invited to bring a blanket and sit among the blossoming cherry trees, those gorgeous trees.
Mm-hmm.
And every year there's food and there's crafts available for purchase, in addition to performances and workshops. All right, they have a whole schedule throughout the whole day from 11 in the morning to 4 p.m. There's something that you can see or do, and in addition to a children's art zone. And, you know, if you've never seen the cherry blossoms, I mean, they're gorgeous. They're amazing. And for more information on that, you can visit the Facebook page at Torrance, facebook.com/ Torrance Cherry Blossom. And Columbia Park is located at 4045 190th Street in Torrance.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so there's another couple of fun events to add to this weekend's roster.
Yes.
Yeah. So, busy weekend.
Yes. Now, you know, this is the thing. The value that the Weekend Guide brings is unmistakable. So we just have to figure out a way to get more people excited about doing that.
Yeah, well, no, they people subscribe. You know, every week I get new subscribers.
Yes.
You know, it's yeah, it happens. And, you know, the whole thing is my Weekend Guide is out there every place.
Right.
You know, so you really don't even have to subscribe. It's on my website.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always updated every week on my website. It's on all of my social media pages.
Mm-hmm.
It's posted to all the four patch.com pages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a Hermosa, Redondo, Manhattan, and Palos Verdes patch pages is posted there. It's posted on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and Google Plus and LinkedIn and all those other good places. So in addition to numerous local businesses use my Weekend Guide in their newsletters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of them pull the information from my Weekend Guide and they use it in their, you know, local realtors will send out a weekly newsletter or a monthly newsletter.
Right.
A lot of them included in there. So it's out there. A lot of people see that.
Okay.
The people in the know.
The people in the know. It's always the people in the know, isn't it, Jackie?
Yeah, yeah.
The you know, 80-20 rule, it's always the 20%.
Yes, yes. 80-20 rule as opposed to your 1880. That threw me yesterday. That really threw me. You said 1880, and I went, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It was, the percentage shrunk? What happened to the other two people?
Anyway,
so what else is going on?
What else is going on? You know, I don't have any announcements for people to go to, but
okay. Well, something else I wanted to mention. Remember yesterday I told you how David Hadley is not sitting on his laurels after getting AB 306 passed.
Right.
And I posted the information about his new bill to have a stretch of the 405 freeway named after Louis Zamperini.
Mm-hmm.
And I posted yesterday. I cannot believe the number of hits and shares it's gotten.
Oh, good.
Like thousands of people jumped all over this.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. It's worthy. I mean, what I forgot to mention yesterday was, of course, we have a stretch of the 405 freeway that is already named after a Martin Gans, a police officer from Manhattan Beach.
Yes.
Right. That was killed in the line of duty. And he is memorialized with a stretch of the 405 being named after him that passes through Manhattan Beach. And it's fantastic. On the 12th anniversary of his murder, a section of the 405 between Hawthorne and Rosecrans was named the Martin L. Gans Memorial Highway. So,
oh, nice.
I'm looking forward to having
to getting on the road.
Unbreakable.
Yeah.
On the movie.
Oh, no, the other thing I wanted to mention is that I believe Assemblyman Hadley is going to raise funds independently to pay for signage, so that they're not going to charge, you know, the citizens. It's not going to be taxed or anything. He said he's going to raise the funds to you know, privately to cover the costs.
Oh.
So it's not going to cost anybody anything.
My gosh. Well, it's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
We really need to do that, and I hope that. But this is a part of the 405 that passes through Torrance.
I'm assuming.
Is that what they're going to focus on? Okay.
They didn't tell me what stretch.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense to me. And good for them. Good for them. Good for them. fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if we're going to have somebody from the chamber call in.
Well, it's still a little early. Mm-hmm.
Friday. It's Friday. We're slacking.
Yeah. Is Brian going to maybe show up?
I think he said he was going to call in. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess it's time for – I have a couple of favorites. Can we play the farmer's audio?
Sure.
Okay. Let's go for one of my favorite things ever by a broadcaster was an audio that I believe was written by, now I'm blanking on his name, but I'm going to play it and then we're going to all remember, and then I'll be right back. Here we go.
Okay.
The Farmer.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die, then dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay, wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, and then paint in from tractor back, put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink-combed pullets, who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark. So God made a farmer. It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners. Somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed, and rake, and disc, and plow, and plant, and tie the fleece, and strain the milk. Somebody who'd bale a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing. Who would laugh, and then sigh, and then reply with smiling eyes when his son says that he wants to spend his life doing what Dad does. So God made a farmer.
And why are we playing that?
Because I love it.
Oh, okay.
God. It was.
It's Earth Month. It's officially Earth Month, right?
There you go. Is it?
Yeah. April is Earth Month. It's April 1st, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is. Of course, that's why I played it, Jack.
Okay, all right.
For reminding me.
Okay, you're welcome.
It's Earth Month, and the idea is, ladies and gentlemen, currently, most of us, if we look in our refrigerators, the food in our refrigerators has come from an average of, if you can believe it, 1,500 miles. The cost of a head of lettuce, 60%. Of the cost of a head of lettuce is transportation, and that has got to change. We have to change how we view food and how we grow food and how we distribute food. It has to be distributed more locally. We need to eat more seasonally. And then, of course, on top of that all, Jackie, I'm reading a book called Eat Dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all about how many ailments today that are exploding in incidents are related to leaky gut syndrome, and leaky gut syndrome apparently is related to stress and to a lack of biodiversity in our gut. It's a lack of a wide variety of bacteria that. They all have their jobs, and they help us digest food and fight infections, and they help our immune systems function. And we just got to get back to this basic, wisdom about living.
Okay, and we've officially gone off the rails today.
What? This is Earth Month.
We went from basketball to leaky guts.
Yeah, well, it's Earth Month.
All right. And, well, more importantly, it's April Fool's Day. You got anything up your sleeve?
Oh, I don't.
I mean, since we're off the rails, we might as well go for it, right?
Might as well. Well, we just want people to be it's April Fool's Day, but farmers, are there any good Earth Month activities going on this month?
Well, this month there is, yes. This hang on one
any,
second.
Yeah, you've got a line on stuff.
Yeah, I got a line on stuff here. I just got to see if I posted it yet. Quite a bit of stuff has been coming in, and I am just getting around to some of it. Hang on. I'm sorry. My computer is acting up.
Oh.
My computer. But there's a ton of Earth Day celebrations. This weekend, I think Sunday, what was it? We talked about it yesterday. Children's Orchard is going to do a beach cleanup. But that's very popular for Earth Day here in the South Bay.
Yes.
Heal the Bay partners. Heal the Bay does it all up and down the state. And what they do, different cities sign up.
Yeah.
With Heal the Bay, the Heal the Bay website,
yeah.
And you know, all of our beach cities have them. Palos Verdes, the PV Land Conservancy has all sorts of events for Earth Day, Earth Month. There's a ton of stuff. So I'm sorry, my computer is just
being
on me here.
One thing I wanted to mention, I couldn't remember his name, but of course the voice you heard,
Paul Harvey. Paul Harvey, yeah.
Very famous.
He has a great voice. Gosh,
he has a great voice, unmistakable. You can listen to 1,000 different radio hosts, and when you hear Paul Harvey's voice, you just know it. And that is his. So God Made a Farmer, and I wonder if he wrote that or if he just found that somewhere. But he is very. That was a huge Ram trucks. Commercial,
right?
The Super Bowl a few years ago, and it just a firestorm around the world of passion and it was great.
You used to be able to listen to him on one of the AM stations every day. There was a segment, a Paul Harvey segment,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's not with us anymore, right?
No, not at all.
He passed a few years ago.
Yes. Well, more than a few.
Yeah.
It's been a while. And he is actually, you know, probably in like the Radio Announcers Hall of Fame or something like that. He was quite prolific, had a very long career. A conservative American radio broadcaster for the ABC radio networks. He has a few famous quotes. In times like these, it helps to recall there have always been times like these.
Yeah.
And another great one is, I've never seen a monument erected to a pessimist. Or the last one, I am fiercely loyal to those willing to put their money where my mouth is.
Oh boy!
Yeah, what a guy. He was big in the 50s.
No, he stayed big throughout.
Yeah.
You know, because you know all those drives I did up to Mammoth for all those years.
Yeah.
You know, when you can find, this is before satellite. You know, all this other stuff that you could listen to in your car, but when you'd have to go up and down the radio dial to find a station that you could get, and it was always Paul Harvey was always there.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I vote for?
What?
I vote that we end the show early today.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
It's Friday. It's April Fool's. April Fool's. We're not doing a show.
That's right. April Fool's. Show up for Tuesday at 7:30. Get there early at 7:00, and have a great time watching some great basketball. For $25 a seat, how can you go wrong with that?
You can't.
No, it's fantastic.
Oh no, seriously, how much is a basketball, like a Lakers game ticket now? What is that?
Even the cheap seats are like $70, $65.
Yeah,
I think. Even And those are cheap, real cheap seats.
Those are the nosebleed seats.
Yeah, if you wanna, and we're talking, yeah, the Staples Center has some really high nosebleed seats. If you want really good seats, you're talking $150, $100.
Oh, more than that. I think it's more than that.
Maybe, yeah, for really good seats, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, Jackie, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
It's been a great show. We'll see you next week. Have a fantastic weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy, this spring weather.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.